Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. GT hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maris. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Maris steals second. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McEnany hits a pop-up towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hadley hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0-for-1 in the game. Cux strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank House now catching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from House and he is safe. Landis steals second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House fires to first and picks off Esposito. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McEnany. The throw from house and he is safe. McEnany steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris who is chasing the ball. Torgerson reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Murray Dixon now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hadley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. Hadley moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Wayne Terwilliger. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hadley moves to third. Two outs. Preston Ward pinch hits for Murray Dixon. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hadley scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Bob Grimm now pitching. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McEnany hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shaw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-3 in the game. Serve hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.